In my role as the Director of National Intelligence, I oversee 18 different intelligence community elements. And in the months leading up to the November 2016 election, the intelligence community agreed that there was no intelligence that reflected that Russia was trying to hack the election in favor of either candidate. The evidence showed, the intelligence showed that, again, Russia did not have either the intent nor the capability to be able to impact the outcome of the United States election. So it was very striking when we look back again at the documents that I declassified and released that shows there was a shift in early December, the first week of December. Again, another document was produced by the intelligence community, a president's daily brief that was consistent with every other assessment that was done previously leading up to the election. Russia was not, did not, this is after the election now, did not attempt to affect the outcome of the American election. That was never published. Hours before it would have gone into President Obama's President's Daily Brief, it was pulled by a senior level intelligence official saying that they had to pull it because they had received new guidance. The very next day, this meeting was called, a National Security Council meeting, bring all together all of the senior leaders of President Obama's cabinet, and the topic that was put forward was a sensitive matter. The tasks that came out of that meeting was coming from President Obama directing the intelligence community, then Obama's ODNI director Clapper, to produce a document, to produce an intelligence assessment that detailed not if, but how Moscow affected the outcome of the election that had already occurred, electing Donald Trump to the presidency. This document that they published in January of 2017 was the foundational groundwork that they continued to reference over and over and over again to enact this years-long coup against President Trump.